Okay, so today we're going for a deep dive into something pretty cool, I think.
Okay.
It's the 2121 Cycling Challenge
Okay.
for 2082.
Cool.
And this is all coming from what we've been reading from Cycle Connect Bhaktapur.
Right.
So I guess our kind of mission here is to find out how this is all going to work, how they're trying to get people all over the world involved with this, and also, celebrating Nepali New Year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's interesting to think about how this all started. It's just this small group of people in Bhaktapur, Nepal, who just loved cycling. And it's kind of exploded from there into this, movement for a more pedestrian-friendly city, a more bike-friendly city, a more sustainable city.
Yeah, and it's not just about the cycling itself, it's about bringing people together in this community.
Exactly. And it's really cool to see how they've organized all these big events. They've got the Core Challenge, but the one we're really looking at today is the 21 Days Cycling Challenge, which they started back in 2022.
Okay, so let's get into it then. What is this 2121 cycling challenge all about?
So it's actually pretty simple. The idea is that you cycle for 21 days to 21 different destinations.
Okay.
And in 2082, that's going to be from April 14th to May 4th, 2025. And what's really interesting is it's not really a race. It's more about getting people to just participate and, make cycling a habit.
So 21 days, 21 destinations, and it's during Nepali New Year. I mean, that's such a cool way to really see where you live.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really cool is they're trying to make this a global thing. So they're reaching out to Nepali communities all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and asking them to, set up their own challenges in their own cities. So we're talking about places like Bhaktapur, Kathmandu, obviously, but then also places like New York, London, Sydney, Tokyo. It's crazy.
So it's like a global community coming together through cycling.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So
Yeah.
for someone listening who wants to get involved, what do they actually have to do?
Well, first they have to find 21 places in their area that they can cycle to.
Okay.
And then from April 14th, 2025, they just got to cycle to one of those places each day for 21 days. Easy peasy. And they're also encouraging people to share their journey online with the hashtag 2121 Cycling Challenge.
Oh, so everyone can see where everyone else is going.
Exactly.
That's cool. So besides, getting in shape and, being outside, why else would you want to do this challenge?
Well, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Yeah.
So this challenge is like a perfect way to make cycling a part of your everyday life.
That's a good
And
point.
it's also a really cool way to celebrate Nepali New Year.
Yeah.
And I mean, how often do you get to really explore your own city?
Right. That's true. And it's also a great way to be more sustainable, right? Instead of driving everywhere, you can just hop on your bike.
Exactly. And when you think about it, promoting cycling actually helps with a lot of the UN's sustainable development goals, like making cities more sustainable and fighting climate
Like
change.
all these individual actions are coming together to make a difference.
Absolutely. It shows how this challenge has grown from just being about fitness to being about community and the environment as well.
So just to recap, the 2121 Cycling Challenge 2082 is basically a global invitation from Cycle Connect Bhaktapur to celebrate Nepali New Year by cycling to 21 different places over 21 days.
Right.
And it's a chance to, get healthy, discover new things, be kind to the planet, and connect with other Nepali people around the world.
It really is, and it kind of makes you think, even if you don't cycle that much, could this be your way of connecting with this global community, celebrating Nepali New Year in a new way, and even like improving yourself? It's pretty powerful when you think about how such simple actions can have such a big impact.
It really is food for thought.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for breaking that down. That was really interesting.
My pleasure.
All right, until next time, stay curious,
Keep exploring.
and we'll see you on the deep dive.
See you then.